This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine being stuck in space when you thought you would be in the space station for 8 days.
8 days is the only, they were only going there for 8 days.
That was last June.
Yeah.
And then
9 months is right? 9 months.
I'm certain they didn't pack enough.
I know. You know,
Larry Richard with Michael Bartley, and they are coming home, as Paul reported, and are expected to splash down at 5:57 today. And I know that people will be watching. They're going to do live coverage.
The whole world's going to be watching this.
This is going to be like the old days.
Yeah,
when people went to
like
space.
Like the Apollo and stuff like that. Remember?
Everything they did, they covered.
They covered everything.
Remember Walter Cronkite?
Yeah. They landed on the moon, you know that video, was it the Yankees game? The Mets? I don't know what, but they stopped the game and took the live coverage on the scoreboard or whatever. Walter Cronkite? Yeah, all that.
This is Walter Cronkite. He loved the space stuff.
Oh, did he love the space stuff? But you know, speaking of CBS Evening News, I watched a piece last night about these astronauts coming home, and as Paul reported, Russian cosmonauts bringing them in another astronaut. But there was a guy they interviewed who was stranded in space for a couple weeks or whatever. You know what he craved the most? What he wanted the most?
That's a great question. What?
When he got back? Pizza.
Ah.
Yeah. And, you know, they're wobbly for a while. They need to get, like, they can't go home right away.
Well,
they get in there and make sure everything's
zero
okay.
Zero gravity.
Yeah.
For 9 months.
9 months, zero gravity. So they're going to have an issue walking, sleeping, and getting reassimilated. You know, they'll be wobbly.
Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, and I joked about Sunita's hair because
everyone,
she has the long hair and it's sticking straight out
every time you see her. But everybody sort of like likes that now. That's like a big thing now.
That could create some type of craze.
I know.
What would you think you would crave if you were suddenly home after 9 months in zero gravity?
Okay, when the guy said he craved pizza more than anything, that means they don't have hot food, right? Or do they? I don't know. I mean, I would just say it would be pretty simple food. I'd probably crave a burger.
So they ended up being permanent residents, at least it seemed like it, after they were going up to try to do some experiments, right?
But only 8 days, like you said.
And then there was a problem with the spacecraft that was going to bring them back, and they didn't... obviously, they had to wait this long till they could get someone to... come get them.
Because they had to get this ride today.
SpaceX capsule, they're on the now Dragon capsule headed back to Earth, expected to splash down, and both were Navy captains before they became astronauts.
And that splash down in the ocean is like the old-time thing of the late 60s and then the 70s, too.
And Butch Wilmore, who's 62, said... he missed most of his younger daughter's senior year of high school. His older daughter is in college. And Sunita Williams, who's 59, had to settle for internet calls from space to her mother to reassure her that she's okay. But it was unknown for quite a while exactly when they would come home. So 5:57 tonight will be splashdown. The networks are all planning extended coverage.
And you know that the media is going to ask her about her hair.
They might.
Huh? They might. They would, wouldn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, aren't you happy that, you know, you can tame your hair now?
That is a job you can't do if you're claustrophobic.
No.
I'm serious. Just thinking about it.
Woo!
Gives me, you know how you feel like you're trapped in a room?
What would you just...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm in this studio with you.
Wait. Imprisoned. Wait. But I 9 months, though. I mean, wouldn't you just feel desperation? I don't know what.
Aaron, have you ever been claustrophobic? Stuck in your producer's booth?
Well, I've experienced that claustrophobic feeling when I used to go to the zoo or the museum. You guys ever go to the history museum? They have little tunnels.
Yeah.
And I remember there was one for like a mummy resort. No.
There's a show. Isn't there a...
I about lost it. Like mid-crawl through. There's people behind you.
Oh, wow.
There's people in front of you. And I'm like wanting to change my mind. So I felt it then for sure.
I did that once when I went to the Explorer part of Laurel Caverns.
And oh, my gosh, yes.
Squeeze through some of the...
Oh, yeah, you absolutely have to.
But you get that feeling.
Yeah.
That, and it's a panic. You have to push back.
Aaron, yes. Do you have... I get that dry ice feeling in my stomach, like that panic feeling with heights.
Oh, me too. I'm not a heights or roller coaster person at all.
You know an outdoor elevator? You know that St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco?
Oh, my.
The famous hotel.
I had to turn around. I was so scared.
Yeah.
I once did a on-the-job segment on TV where they wanted me... Remember when they... Corky Cost Construction did the outside of the Cathedral of Learning.
Oh, yeah.
Took all the soot off of it.
Yeah.
They had to blast it.
What did you go on a...
I went all the way to the top. I had never been in the building, and the first time I was in the building, I went out, and Corky Cost said, you want to do this? And I'm like...
What?
No. Yeah. Internally, you're like,
strapped me in a harness, and I went out with two guys on...
You went over the side from the top?
Oh, yeah.
Larry.
Outside, and...
No.
I sandblasted about a 12-inch square of the cathedral.
No, thank you.
And I had that feeling when I turned around and looked, you know, that's a heck of a view from the top of the Cathedral Learning.
Well, that iconic picture, you know, the of the 1960 World Series, they were on, remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but Larry, wait a minute. Did you panic?
I had that feeling like I couldn't look.
Don't look down.
So I just, once I looked, you had that, whatever that wave comes over you, like, okay, I turned around and I tried to talk myself down and I focused on what I was cleaning for on the job, but I never did that again.
Oh,
terrible
my.
Feeling.
Oh, that's an awful feeling. Oh.
So, astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams should be back.
Big coverage tonight.
5:57. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information. Interested, Michael Bartley with me this morning again.
Hello, Larry.
What's going on in Brookline? I know we'll get some details what happened yesterday with Paul at the bottom of this half hour, but there are some concerns that there's a bigger issue developing.
Yeah, well, this happened in broad daylight.
Yeah.
And it was 30 minutes after school let out, which is not good.
No.
And, you know, eyewitnesses in Brookline Boulevard, as you know, and Brookline's one of our great neighborhoods. It's such a strong neighborhood. I love Brookline.
So many great people.
So many great people came from Brookline. Oh, my. And it's still a great neighborhood. But they thought this guy was shot in the chest and the arm, but he was actually shot in the abdomen. One of the bystanders helped apply pressure to this guy's wounds. He told one of the local news stations, the victim did grab onto me, onto my right shoulder, and I just let him hold on. He was saying and thinking that he was going to lose his life. And, you know, broad daylight on Brookline Boulevard?
You've been there many times.
Many, many times. There are bakeries. There are businesses. It's just a really, you know, one of the great neighborhoods in the city of Pittsburgh. It's very sad. And And kids are getting out of school when this happened. And I'm just saying, I don't know. This when I turned on the 4 o'clock news yesterday, or maybe it was the 5 o'clock news. I don't know. You were probably at your event, but I was thinking, what the hell is happening in the city? My, it was very scary. It really, really was. So they're looking at that, because I got to tell you something. The people in Brookline are going to have something to say about it, and they're going to have to meet with the police and their city council representatives, and because not broad daylight. No, I don't care anytime, but Brookline, not in the business district right there.
You've heard a lot about the downtown area of our city. Do you feel safe walking around in the evening? Say if you're going to a restaurant or a show.
I was at a restaurant in downtown Pittsburgh last week, and I was fine. At Christmas, I went down for a show. A Friday and Saturday night is so busy, I have no issues whatsoever. I really don't.
It's actually, when there are more people, you feel more comfortable.
I think you're right. And listen, you know, the cultural district, Penn Avenue corridor there, you know, Hines Hall and the Benedum, all of that. And if you have dinner, I had dinner with you around the holidays on Penn Avenue.
Gaucho.
That was nothing.
That was in the old, used to be one of Eaton Park's, you know, Penn.
Yeah, was that around Christmas, right? It was like a week before Christmas, I think.
Right.
And we were so happy, Tonya and I, you and Cindy, but we didn't feel unsafe that night, did we? Absolutely not. No, I don't. That cultural district, I don't. And going to a restaurant, I went down to a restaurant on Grand Street and Fifth Avenue last week, I guess it was. I didn't feel unsafe whatsoever.
But some of the business owners talk about...
But I wouldn't be walking around down there at 11 o'clock at night.
Right. There are other areas of the downtown mm-hmm. that you don't feel as comfortable.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so without question. But
625 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Back to Ellen Gamble.
All right, thanks, guys. We're getting reports in Ross Township of an accident in the 3000 block of Babcock Boulevard. So certainly do take care as you travel in that area. That kind of puts it near the intersection with Cemetery Lane, a kind of a busy intersection on a good day there as you try to make your way down toward the McKnight Road interchange and make your way to the Parkway North, which, by the way, a reminder for you, the HOV lanes on the 279 portion of the Parkway North have reopened to you this morning. You can't get all the way into downtown via the 579 part, but you can certainly get down to the North Shore and the gates there. So a little bit of good news as you travel there. Parkways East and West getting delays. Parkway East at Edgewood-Swissvale. You'll line up on the Parkway West right around the Parkway Center Mall on-ramp. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 635. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. We got sunshine today with a high near 70. So a chilly start. We're at 29, and then we go to near 80 tomorrow, and we welcome the first day of spring on Thursday, but a high of only 56. And then, Michael, Friday and Saturday, the high 50.
See, this is this time of year. I told Aaron we could have 12 inches of snow right now, and it'd be melted by noon.
Yeah, you know? Kind of like this is what happens out in Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they get snow, but they have sunshine.
Yeah.
Like 300 days a year.
Yeah.
So we had an extraordinary week, and guess what? We will have plenty of sunshine. So for the next 2 days, we're going to stay warm. Coming up, are you for or against adult use cannabis, recreational marijuana?
In Pennsylvania.
It could be coming sooner than you think.
What an issue.
We'll talk to Representative Dan Frankel. You know Dan.
I know Dan very well.
And see what the status of... This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Michael Bartley.
Good morning, everybody.
Did you have a good St. Patty's Day?
I did. It was very nice and quiet. I had my corned beef sandwich for lunch.
And that's
I watched
you cared
The
about.
Quiet Man last night.
Did you really?
John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. and Barry Fitzgerald. Oh, it was so wonderful. I loved it.
All right. Yesterday in Harrisburg, State Representative Dan Frankel, representing the 23rd District. He's been doing this a while. since 1998, joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dan. It's great to have you. Let me.
What?
Let me get out what the governor said on X. You ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
He laid it right out. Boy, did he lay it out. Let's not kid ourselves. Pennsylvanians who want to buy cannabis are just driving across the border to one of our neighboring states who have legalized adult-use cannabis. Instead of regulating this industry and creating real opportunity, we are losing out. And Dan, I guess he's talking about Delaware and New Jersey, right?
Well, we got Ohio, New yep. York, Maryland. So we are literally surrounded by states that have legal adult-use cannabis.
And Dan, you've been at this a long time. This has been talked about forever. But I know that yesterday you had talked about making sure that there were, you know, the right regulations in place to monitor this. So how close are we to adult use cannabis for recreation here in our state?
Well, we're going to be putting out a proposal, Democratic proposal, in the next few weeks. We've had a series. I chair the Health Committee in the Pennsylvania House. Last session, we had six hearings on adult use legalization. We are looking, our concerns are make sure that we have a criminal justice portion of this to make sure that people who have records have those records expunged. We want an opportunity for the communities who had been targeted and victimized by the criminal justice system to benefit from this. We want to make sure that there's a public health component to this, and we want to make sure also that there is significant revenue that's generated for the Commonwealth and for those affected communities.
What are the? Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Michael.
What are the chances now? Are the chances better now? What's holding this up? The expungement of records?
No, I think they're different. There's a version, it's bipartisan to a certain extent. There is a version in the Senate that's coming out from Senator Dan Laughlin, who is a Republican. It's not a version that I would support necessarily, but at least there seems to be some bipartisan support for doing something here. And I think there's recognition, whether you don't like the idea of having legal weed in our communities, the fact is it's here. And it's not legal. It's not regulated. We don't know that the products here are safe. They're not tested. We see in our communities these vape stores that sell synthetic THC products that are completely unregulated. Mm. So there's a safety component here as well, and I think there is a recognition that, as you pointed out, we are literally surrounded by every state around us that has legal weed. So we're bleeding out revenue from the state to other states that are benefiting from their legalization of adult-use cannabis, and we're losing revenue as well as sustaining an illicit market that provides products that are not tested and are not necessarily safe. So there's a really compelling reason here, and I think when we get it's inevitable in Pennsylvania that we're going to legalize this. The question is when, and I think the time is really ripe now. And from a revenue standpoint, we're looking at the real need to find revenue without raising taxes, and the version that we're putting out there could raise between $600 and $700 million worth of revenue for the state. It's hard to ignore that as well if you're not looking to raise taxes. So it's a source of significant revenue, and there's just so many reasons. It's so compelling that I think it ultimately will get there, and I'm very hopeful that that'll happen in this session of the legislature. So we're going to send a bill over to the Senate probably before June. And hopefully it'll start a discussion and a negotiation so that we can get to a good place that everybody can support it.
We're with State Representative Dan Frankel, and that said, the importance, as you pointed out, Dan, of regulating it, because we know that sometimes these products are laced with other things on the open market, and if it's state regulated and you're purchasing from the state, that really eliminates that concern. And everybody around us is doing it. Not that it makes everything right, but we are losing out on a lot of financial opportunity for the region.
Absolutely. So as you point out, you know, there's so many reasons to do this, and I'm really hopeful.
Dan, is July 1st even possible?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Well, let's put it this way. I think it can be part of the budget negotiation as well. So we have a budget that has to get passed by June 30th. This would be a significant revenue component. I think that could be part of that discussion.
$700 million is a lot of money.
To be continued. Dan Frankel, we appreciate your time this morning, Dan. Thank you.
Have a great day, Dan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, the National Weather Service confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in 3 counties Sunday. One of them hit Acme in Westmoreland County.
That was consistent with tree damage and structural damage, including roofs of houses and other outbuildings.
And I would imagine, Paul, even outside the areas where they've confirmed tornadoes, just those high winds did a lot of tree damage, too.
Roof damage, property damage, golf ball-sized hail, what a mess.
It was a mess. Power lines down all over the place.
Parents of a missing Pitt student want officials in the Dominican Republic to declare their 20-year-old daughter dead, despite the fact the authorities have yet to find her body.
Yeah, and apparently this person she was with said, finally now, the story's changed quite a bit, that they were in waist-high water surf, and they were kissing.
Yeah, and
a wave knocked them down.
And then he survived the wave, but then didn't understand. They were drunk as skunks, right?
His
name's Reby, but then they're keeping his passport, you know?
Yeah. Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams are with two other astronauts on their way back to Earth after being stranded at the International Space Station for several months.
And undocking confirmed, freedom is free of its moorings. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their belated trip home.
Can you imagine what they will miss most about being in space together?
And I think we can all assume that Sunita Williams' hair has finally assumed a normal position.
Yeah, she can't wait.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
People are talking about. Yeah, 5:57 is splash time, and all the networks plan on... I'm at live coverage.
It's going to be like the old days. Walter Cronkite.
This is Walter Cronkite. They're walking on the moon. Which, there are people that believe that never happened, Michael.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Really? All right. Baseball. Yesterday, Paul told us Paul Skeens struck out 5 in a spring training game.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Bradenton, Florida. And guess what? Kathy Berggren, who retired last May after 42 years
with
us.
Kathy Berggren.
Is throwing out the first pitch today.
Today?
Down in spring training.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Lee Combe Park. And how would you like to go see the Pirates and the New York Yankees at PNC on opening weekend? The home opener is Friday, the 4th of April, and the next day at 4 o'clock, 4:05 technically, Pirates and Yankees.
And guess what? You can have they released that new menu yesterday, a chipped ham empanada.
Chipped ham.
Chipped ham empanada.
It's actually a good idea.
Doesn't that? It is. I want one of those.
412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Pick a number.
I'm going to say, okay, yesterday was 8. Guess what it is today? You ready? 7.
I knew you were going to say that.
7.
Lucky 7. And Aaron will answer your call. We'll give you a pair of tickets. Pirates-Yankees on Saturday, April 5th. What else is going on? Well, the day after St. Patrick's Day, I imagine some people are starting a little slow.
I think their slow day was Sunday in Pittsburgh, because parade day is the party day in Pittsburgh. But yesterday, I think, was kind of a little bit quiet. I did see some pictures from the Harp and Fiddle and all those other places, you know.
Brian Regan.
Yeah. Oh, David Regan. And
David, right?
David. Yeah, yeah. But he's done, yeah. It's he sold it to his nephew. Yeah, he's retired, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he had a rough go during COVID.
I know he did.
Back in the day, and he thought he wasn't going to make it.
But that's an iconic bar.
That place has been around. It's been around a long time.
I'm telling you, it is iconic, legendary place. There's no question about it. And it's the place to be on St. Patrick's Day. Yep.
The Harp and Fiddle, right in the heart,
of the Strip
District.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is one of the hottest parts of town.
Oh, Larry.
With the infrastructure that they put and the money in that new terminal building, which has been built out now, you've got Smallman Street, then a block over, it's Penn, which is...
They better not mess with the Strip District. I think there's a proposal about traffic patterns or something.
The bike lanes.
All right, and the business people are upset about it.
They are.
But guess what? Whenever anybody visits me from out of town, straight to the Strip.
We're going down a Strip.
And guess what? They're so impressed. Are they ever?
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, it's so fun.
What I love is they've maintained
it's
Penn
so
with
Pittsburgh.
All the eclectic places.
Me too.
And then all the new stuff is a block over.
Exactly.
And you have all those condos.
The food, the shopping, everything. It's New York. It's like you're in New York.
And when people come for baseball, football games, they all gravitate.
Yeah, they go there.
They send them down a Strip.
Down there, right down.